Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce, and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94WIP. Ashlyn Sullivan, Al Morganti, breaking down the first game of the season. The first week of hockey is back, and oh, this week in Philadelphia, it has been a doozy. I'll tell you what, the power of Philly, though, I was just watching Get Up on ESPN. It's Friday morning, and the entire first 20 minutes of the show was about Philadelphia. It was about the Eagles losing. It was about the Phillies blowing it. Shockingly, the Flyers did not make the cut of the first 20 minutes of the program, but I'm sure it'll be in there eventually. It just goes to show the power of it.
It's just an add-on, but it was a very strange night. We were, I guess, fortunate enough is the word, to be down in the middle of it all when all this was breaking at NBC. And like, I felt so, I haven't been through so much here in Philadelphia, watched so many heartbreaking losses. I know the fans want to be mad at everybody, but I felt so bad for Kerkering. I put myself in that spot. I haven't watched hockey, an own goal in Calgary that a guy had to live with through his career and then came back and won. And I just thinking maybe this will be the story that he comes back. I mean, as much as these fans can be tough, they can help lift you up too. So man, there's a lot to sift through on what went out, and we had a firsthand look at all the emotion that goes with it. And as you said, the Flyers certainly aren't the headline in it, but it was it added some unneeded spice to that sauce, I guess.
Right. And I think the reaction, at least I've seen, is Philly can lift an athlete up, and you're seeing a lot of one play shouldn't define a player's career. And we've seen that countless times in Philadelphia and in hockey in general. So I'm curious the response to this, how all these teams turn around or try to, because this, I've never seen, my almost 3 years here, I've never seen something like this where they all go down at the same time. Yeah. But it leads us to the Flyers, the first game of the season. I think you can look at this two ways, a 2-1 loss to the Florida Panthers to start your year. We saw this on the schedule and we said, oof, you know, tough way to start the season. With that said, they normally play the Panthers pretty well, especially last year. But you look at the reigning Stanley Cup champs, you're like, geez, tough first game. And they hold their own. You know, they're in that game for much of the game. But you can also look at the lack of offensive firepower. You can look at the lack of defensive depth and be worried about it. But I think we have to chalk it up to it just being the first game of the year and kind of like have to wait and see how this plays out a little bit.
Yeah, I actually thought they were going to win the game.
I did too.
The Panthers, you know, missing a couple of guys. They already had their opener. They had that emotion there. And the Flyers, I don't exactly know, but I do know they've been very good in opening games for whatever's happened in the past decade.
They have lost the past three opening games of the season.
Yeah, they haven't lost an opening game forever.
Yeah.
They've been really good to come into opening and the opening sequence of the season. I think we got that, you know, we were surprised, Ashton, when we got the goaltender news, right? Like, okay, Ersson's not going to start. But we'd been talking about it throughout the training camp. We didn't think that Ersson looked that good. And I guess the message is, you know, there's no money in the bank here. Well, you know, whatever Rick Tocchet and his team of coaches think is going to help them win a game, they're going to go with. And I thought that was the surprise to me, not only that it was Vladar that started. I was shocked, but I was surprised that they would do that because they knew it would cause some ripples. But maybe, Ashlyn, that they wanted to cause that with Ersson to try to get him to say, you know what, this should be your job. There's no question in my mind, this should be his job. And he's had opportunities to grab it before. So that was a surprise to me. And Vladar played really well.
Yes, he did play very well. And I don't think it's a surprise to anyone within the Flyers organization. And I think it's so true to say that, why put all your money in the bank with Ersson with a new coaching staff? It's very much, what have you done for me lately? I think it's no argument. Vladar did look better in the preseason. I wouldn't say it's by a huge margin. And no. I think that's the bigger story here is, again, and this has happened the past two seasons, neither goaltender has separated themselves from the conversation. So I do fear, which, again, you can look at this as a good thing. I fear it's going to be this guy one night, this guy the next night, a little back and forth, which you can then make the argument, do you have one if you're having both play so frequently?
No, you don't. You don't. You're in a spot now where if you're looking at it through the lens of the rest of the league, it's like, well, the Flyers have two backup goaltenders. That's why you want one of them, one or the other at this point, to come in and be the guy. And, you know, our presumption was, you know, okay, Ersson's the guy and this guy's going to come in, because Ersson did look, it was an awful lot for him to handle in terms of so many games, expectations. But I think, you know, I think even Ersson knew when this guy came, you come in and you have an opportunity to establish yourself, to get your career. And like, this is a starting goaltender. Vladar's at least through one game, small sample size, as they say. But, you know, there's a little bit of selfishness that goes into every athlete at any level. And boy, if I was one of these guys, I'd want that job. I want it to be mine. So we'll see if Ersson can pick it up.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really curious about. We have to assume that Ersson's going to get the start on Saturday against the Carolina Hurricanes on the road. You know, I was talking to our producer, Joe Fordyce, with NBC, and he's like, is he, though? Like, is that a given that he gets the start on Saturday? We're going to have to wait and see. But I would imagine it'd be one game here, one game there, until they have a bigger sample size of what this is.
Yeah, I would assume Ersson's start. Now, that would be a surprise. Yeah. To me, that would be a really strong message the other way. I would think that would be the surprise if that happens. And I think the biggest plus that can come out of this is he has a really strong game, and then, you know, home opener, he's right there in net, and they go from there. I think that's what their preference would be on what happens, but we'll see. It's not an easy, you know, obviously Carolina's chance to win a Stanley Cup again. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is going to be a tough one. And the way they play is really, really It's a tough hockey. It's overall good defensive hockey. So it's going to be a challenge for this team because in addition to that strong goaltending, they just didn't have much pop offensively.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
No, and I think that is the bigger issue right now when you think about the first game and just the impressions of it. But as a whole, I was not surprised because I know Rick Tocchet is a very passionate person and coach, but his post-game comments about needing the players to believe in the system for a full 60 minutes. And when he highlighted Noah Cate's line, he said, that's a line that's believing in the system. It's unrealistic to think there's going to be an immediate buy-in that you're going to see 100% of the time the first game of the season. But I almost got a sense of a little bit of frustration from talk of why aren't we here yet?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he's, he spends a lot of time. He's a teaching coach, obviously, on ice. You know, blades on the ice kind of a coach. He's seen him with the whiteboard at practice throughout the training camp. It goes on. But, you know, when you look at that Cates line, as much as you can say they bought into the system, it's just a good line.
Yeah, they can buy into the system.
Yeah, we mentioned last year, I mean, how many times I said I think Forster's like the smartest on-ice guy that they have to be in the right place. So Cates can go and just really be a dogged performer. I mean, there's no surprise. I think a new coaching staff coming in because Cates's status in the league isn't that big right now. And, you know, you think, oh, he's overachieving. There comes a point where I don't think you look at it as Cates is overachieving anymore. It's like it is what it is. He's not elite, but he's good and he works hard and he's improving. And he's improving to me rapidly in little things that a centerman must do. So, I mean, I think that's the solid point. Isn't it funny that we come in and we talk about the guys that can really light it up in terms of elite skills and stuff. But again, it's that line that works hard, goes to the net, and does little things, all the small things, as they say in Colorado, and gets things done that really turned into the real stars of that game.
Yeah, I think it's going to take some time because there are some pretty big changes. And I know Tocchet was not frustrated, but he kind of gave us a silver lining when we talked about the expectations for the season. He said the line changes, the details of the game, getting into the next play. He predicted that was going to be an issue, and it definitely was the first game. I mean, TK is an example of that, a costly mistake changing lines, but it was almost like talk. It kind of gave us a hint, like, pay attention to this because this might be an issue at first.
Yeah, all coaches hate that, but especially if you have a team that's has to kind of play above itself at times.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have extended shifts and make mistakes like that. It's just, especially Ashlyn, when if you have the elite goaltending and you have defensive depth or whatever, maybe you can cheat a little bit like that. But with a team, the Flyers aren't going to get away with many, especially against Florida. You make a mistake against that team, even with two big players out of that lineup, they'll make you pay for it. You're gonna overextend your stay on the ice, get tired. You're gonna make a bad line change, have some open ice. We saw it happen right there. They're gonna make you pay. So the Flyers are gonna have to, and it's grueling mentally because there's literally no time off on the ice there. Like they can't glide at all. And that's gonna be the demands of this coaching staff, I think, to do all those small things so that it doesn't turn into a goal the other way.
Right, and you mentioned the defensive depth. If you had that, you would be able to cheat in other aspects of the game. But that might be the biggest issue with this team as we get ready for getting into the first week of the regular season here. It's just unfortunate. Cam York with an injury. Danny Breyer spoke this week. It could be a couple of days. It could be a couple of weeks. We don't know the extent of it. You're bummed for him because he dealt with, you know, injuries a lot of his career. Rasmus Ristolainen, you're wishing he was back. You know, I don't think that's going to be where he comes back anytime soon. So right now you look at a guy like Zamula as your defensive depth.
Yeah, and that's that third pairing. And especially, Ashlyn, it shows up on the road where your matchup is the home team gets to match up on things like that. And what it does, in addition to the third pair being struggles at time, it also puts pressure on your, you know, Sanheim playing 25, 30 minutes, whatever. That's a lot to ask. I mean, he's been a horse, no doubt about it. But I mean, that's a lot to ask, which is why, in addition to that, taking penalties early really put some pressure on them. And when you don't have that kind of confidence in the defensive pairings that you're sending out there all the time, it's tough. And it forces you to play a game very defensively to avoid some of that. And it puts the goaltender in some tough spots. Vladar played really well, but that really is going to be an issue if they don't kind of strengthen that thing there. Zamula's been a guy, dude, you know, you keep thinking, oh, is he going to get to that next level? And, you know, he's, again, like we mentioned with Vladar, you want to talk about opportunities. Guys had opportunities again, power play opportunities to do this. So he's another guy that if you're looking at it from that selfish player perspective, it's all there for you. Just got to come in and play better and establish yourself as I have to be in that pair.
And that's what I give the Flyers credit for, is I feel like there's not a long leash, but you look at the opportunities a ton of players have gotten here. And that's why I never feel bad or don't feel like I have complete confidence in saying, you know what, this guy might not just be it. And I don't think we're quite there with Zamula, but you look at the questions of someone like a Jamie Drysdale, or you look at Sam Harrison. Like, if Sam Harrison doesn't take the reins and win this job this season, by the end of the year, I'll be totally okay and have complete confidence in saying, you know what, he's just not it. Because look at the opportunity he was given. Look at the chances, the time they spent into this. It wasn't like a short leash where they just pulled and said, nah, you're not it.
Yeah, and you think that, oh, well, he's going to be an NHL goaltender, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But a backup, is he going to be a backup goaltender? It's a big difference. He's got that opportunity now, and to say nothing of Olympic opportunities that are coming up for some of these guys. So you'll have that opportunity. And Zamula, too. Plus, you know, these guys are going to have to look over their shoulders. There's a guy like Bonk coming up. They've got players in the pipeline. It's a weird spot for the Flyers right now. It's like guys on this roster right now. It's not somebody on the bench that they're looking at to take their job. It's names that they see that have been drafted recently that are starting to get some seasoning that are going to be able to come in and step in and take some jobs.
Yeah, and Danny Breyer put it point blank. And I think Flyers fans should love that he said this earlier this week, that no job is safe, that you look at someone like Zamula, and it's almost like Danny wants them to be looking over their shoulder, because I think you see the talent level of these young guys and this discrepancy. It's a night and day difference. The issue is just, are they ready or not?
Yeah. And for, you know, to look at it from a really an evil point of view, I guess, if you're in the front office, it's like, if these guys play better, and then I know my kids are playing better, if we're not in it at the trade deadline, we can turn this into something because it's not going to fit into our plans with the kids that we have coming up. So there's like three levels going on here. But for the fan, it's like, you know what? It's been a long time since the playoffs. I don't want to hear about this. I want this team. I want this team to make some sort of playoff run. At least give me some hope in the second half of the season that we can be in touch with the playoff spot.
Right. And especially in order to do that, you're going to need your stars to be stars. Oh. And the concerns of game one, that's why I'm like, I know I'm being dramatic, but the top six, the first two lines, basically invisible. Travis Konecny had a pretty solid chance in third period, but we did not say Matvei Michkov's name. We did not take Trevor Zegras' name the entire first game broadcast. That's a problem when they go unnoticed.
Yeah, and it's a problem more than just – it's also a problem in terms of just how the team is viewed. Like you want to – when you add Zegras and you have Michkov and Konechny's a quote, star player coming up, you know, Team Canada candidate, you need some electricity. And we didn't have – at least I didn't think there was much of that. There were a couple of opportunities. You know, Michkov kind of drags it in behind the goal, tries to bank a shot off. But to me, that has to come. Michkov's just too good a player in one game, obviously, against Florida. It's hard to judge. What I wanted to see was some sort of, whether it was with Konechny, with Zegras, or Michkov with Zegras on the power play, I want to see something there that leads me to believe the Flyers go down. They're one goal down, and there's a combination on the ice that's like, you know what? This could happen right now. And that's what I think you want to see. Stay in the games for, you know, keep in the game, defensive systems that they have, whatever, but have the game breakers. And I'm assuming that Zegras, Michkov, Konechny, those guys, and Tippett also throw them into that, in addition to the one line we've already talked about, that you have guys that can kind of break a game or win a game late. And that's what they want. That's what you wanted to see. You didn't see it in game one, but it's hard to say that it's going to be a missing ingredient when you're playing the Panthers, who basically snuff out a lot of stuff anyway. And Carolina is much the same way. But you want to see that, even if it doesn't turn into that goal, the opportunities to set it up, to move it around, to tic-tac-toe it, if you will.
Right. I think that's the moral of the story to take away from this podcast. All we just talked about, while they are issues, let's give it some time. We have to give it, what, 2 weeks?
It's only the beginning of the season. It's not the end of the season.
The dooms of Philadelphia is raining down on this. But it's been one game. Coach Tocca, it was almost like Coach Tocca was reminding himself of that. Postgame, you'd see him getting a little riled up. And he'd say, but it's only the first game. And then he'd get riled up again. But it's only the first game. So I think that's a key memory right now.
First game, and we'll have many more to talk about, hopefully with different results.
That is the hope. That is South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original brought to you by 94 WIP. We'll be back early next week to break down this weekend's game and get you ready for a long hockey season ahead.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.